KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have mostly clear skies, and it's currently 57 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be mostly sunny today with a high of 82. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by ASI Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. Topping the news, authorities in Creston were involved early this morning in the pursuit of two 16-year-old males who absconded Thursday from the Clarinda Academy. Creston police located a vehicle driving in the city limits of Creston that had been reported stolen out of Clarinda. Officers initiated a traffic stop on the vehicle, but the vehicle took off, resulting in a pursuit. That pursuit ended near Afton with an accident. Both of the occupants were flown by medical helicopter to Des Moines. No further details are being released until later. Elsewhere in state news, authorities have identified the woman whose body was found in the charred wreckage of her mobile home in Storey County. Authorities say 27-year-old Caitlin Pratt was alone in her home in Nevada when the fire started on Tuesday. The home was engulfed in flames when firefighters arrived. Pratt's body and that of a dog were found inside later. Nearby homes sustained some heat damage, but no other injuries were reported. Authorities are still trying to determine the cause of Pratt's death. Authorities say the pilot of a crop dusting plane died Thursday when the aircraft crashed just short of a building in northeast Iowa's Bremer County. The fiery crash occurred around 7:20 p.m. a few yards north of Iowa Highway 93 in Sumner. Witnesses said the plane clipped a streetlight before hitting a tree and bursting into flames. The pilot was identified as 56-year-old David Baker, who lived in Swedesburg. The cause of the crash is under investigation. A northeast Iowa couple has won an appeal of their lawsuit against a neighboring cattle farm and can seek damages for repeated manure spills onto their property. The Iowa Court of Appeals this week said that Lee and Rita Dvorak may pursue damages against Oak Grove Cattle, a feedlot near Riceville that once held as many as 1,000 cows but closed in 2016. The court's decision reverses the judge's dismissal of the lawsuit in August of 2018. The judge concluded the Dvoraks waited too long to file, but the Court of Appeals said the manure was a continuing problem and the statute of limitations didn't apply. The couple dealt with manure flowing onto their property from 2009 to 2016 and spent thousands of dollars to empty and refill a contaminated farm pond and to clean up their property. State environmental officials are investigating a fish kill in a river in eastern Iowa. The Iowa DNR said in a news release Thursday that thousands of dead fish, mostly rough fish and minnows, were found Thursday along a 10-mile stretch of the Little Maquoketa River starting north of Epworth and running downstream to Durango. Investigators say a pollutant could not be identified from preliminary field tests and the source of the fish kill had not been identified. Water samples were taken for testing and officials will continue to investigate. An influential Iowa Republican legislator said he opposes gun legislation that would allow authorities to take firearms away from people deemed a threat to themselves or others. Senator Jake Chapman said Thursday he'll oppose efforts to pass so-called red flag legislation in Iowa, despite national support for such a move by President Trump and Iowa U.S. Senator Chuck Grassley. Congressional proposals would provide money to states to implement such laws. Chapman, an assistant majority leader, said it violates the concept of innocent until proven guilty by forcing people who lose their gun rights to prove to a judge they're competent. He said it would deny law-abiding gun owners due process rights. The Iowa legislature under Republican leadership has significantly loosened gun restrictions in recent years. Chapman says increased mental health care is a better answer, but added that sometimes there's little government can do to stop someone with the intent on harming others. Across early primary states, Democratic voters have seen a parade of more than two dozen presidential candidates march through their states for months. Some are starting to get exhausted with the primary field and are anxious to take on Donald Trump. Iowans treasure the national attention that shines on them every 4 years when presidential candidates descend on the state, whose caucuses mark the beginning of an election year. But as virtually every Democratic contender swings through Iowa this weekend to participate in the famed state fair, even some diehard Democratic activists are getting restless. They're worried that the historically massive field isn't shrinking fast enough and the debate stages are too crowded. The Iowa State Fair presidential blitz is underway with former Vice President Joe Biden and Montana Governor Steve Bullock blistering President Trump and promising to fight for a state in the general election if they win the Democratic nomination. Biden told several hundred fairgoers yesterday that he plans to work hard to win the Iowa caucuses. After watching his previous presidential bids fall flat in the state that kicks off the presidential nominations, Biden then wants to wrest Iowa back from the Republican column next November. Bullock is making his eighth trip to Iowa in just over 2 months. He needs to build enough support here to qualify for the next presidential primary debates in September. More than 20 presidential candidates will speak at the fair in the coming days. The Iowa State Fair has stepped up security following the recent mass shootings in Ohio and in Texas. Des Moines Police spokesman Sergeant Paul Parisek said there are more uniformed soldier officers and plainclothes officers on the ground. 100 more security cameras have been installed and are being monitored while the fair is in operation. The fair, of course, opened Thursday and will close August 18th. Doug Phillips commands the State Fair Police, and he told station KCCI that fairgoers may see officers in places they've not been stationed in the past. Parisek said security was a major concern before the recent shootings, given the big crowds and the number of presidential candidates who visit. But he says the shootings in El Paso, Texas, and Dayton, Ohio have raised security awareness. Parisek said the fair is very safe, but you can never be too careful. The 2019 Iowa State Fair's big boar tipped the scales yesterday at 1,254 pounds, and they call him Captain.
We wanted to come up with a name that had
a... ...in Dayton, Ohio have raised security awareness. Parisek said the fair is very safe, but you can never be too careful. The 2019 Iowa State Fair's big boar tipped the scales yesterday at 1,254 pounds, and they call him Captain.
We wanted to come up with a name that had authority.
That's Tricia Britt of Monticello. It's the first time that she and her husband, Brian, have entered one of their boars in the biggest of the big state fair contests.
We've never been here before. We've never watched the big boar show, but we knew about it, and Brian has a cousin that has done it.
Captain, who is 3.5 years old, with the heaviest of six boars entered in Thursday's state fair competition. Each entrant was paraded into the swine barn's show ring and weighed as a crowd of bleachers watched and cheered on. The iconic butter cow has been a part of the annual Iowa State Fair since 1911, and Sarah Pratt of West Des Moines sculpted this year's dairy cow, as she's done in the past 18 years.
Really, any kind of butter works, although if I have access to it, low moisture butter, so butter that's been churned for a longer period of time, works better. I typically use recycled butter, so it in effect does the same thing. As I use it year to year to year, it reduces the amount of moisture and it becomes more and more like clay.
Pratt carves a butter cow for the Illinois State Fair and does a butter sculpture for the Kansas State Fair as well.
Here at the Iowa State Fair, we have a lovely, very long stretch of cooler, so I can put inside the cooler a cow and also a themed sculpture.
And she marked the 100th anniversary of John Deere during the 2018 Iowa State Fair and sculpted out of butter a replica of the Waterloo Boy tractor.
It was extremely difficult in the sense of trying to get the scale just right and all the details.
This year, fairgoers who pass through the agriculture building may see the figures Pratt has made to celebrate a long-running children's television program.
We are very excited to be honoring the 50th anniversary of Sesame Street, which I grew up watching, and also the 50th anniversary of Iowa Public Television, which is where the channel I watch Sesame Street on, so they kind of go hand in hand, and it's going to be a really fun, family-friendly sculpture this year.
Pratt uses about 1,200 pounds of butter for her Iowa State Fair carvings. And two voter advocacy groups in Iowa say that the state must stop rejecting voter ballots from people misidentified as felons. The Des Moines Register reports that the Brennan Center for Justice and the League of Women Voters of Iowa told Iowa Secretary of State Paul Pate that the rejections violate federal law. An attorney for the Brennan Center said the state could face civil action in federal court if the problems arising from the errant felon database aren't fixed. The warnings are contained in a June 13th letter to Pate. Pate's staff says he's working on administrative rule changes that would require courts to provide conviction documents anytime someone is submitted for inclusion on the felon list. Iowa bars felons from voting unless the governor or the president individually restores their rights. The news was brought to you by ASI Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.